currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, SES, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo. This is KFA, SES. Bravo, 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, this is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Foxtrot, Golf, Sierra. Negative copy, Whiskey Bravo, 8, Papa, Papa, Bravo, KF8, FGS monitoring. Whiskey Bravo 8, Papa Papa Bravo, Mr. KFGS.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA FGS monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCKGO radio test on WA8MAC. KCKGO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, SQM. KFA, SQM, listening.
How you doing, Wyatt? W-A-Y-R-C.
W-A-Y-R-C, this is KFA, SQM. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Just sitting here to work on some software, trying to get four programs to talk together for field day, and so far they're not cooperating, but we'll figure it out here eventually. So I have FT8 and Win4ASU and N1MN and Grid Tracker, all these programs I want to work together. Yeah, I'll figure it out, but must have just got home for school.
Yeah, about an hour ago. I get home at like 2:20 school this minute. I'm actually transmitting on my little 5-watt HT, my Explorer QRZ1. We're driving to Flint right now to pick up something that my mom bought at an auction, but I guess I'm assuming I'm hitting this repeater pretty good. It's the W8CMN one Flint.
Well, so far you are. So, yeah. Sounds good. But, yeah, it'll be hit and miss, 5 watts. You got a decent antenna on the roof or whatever. You know, if you got a way to, you know, put a mobile antenna on, it'll work. Say hi to your mom. So... anyway, I gotta go get back to this. Just want to say hi, let you know there was somebody out here. 73WAYRC.
Well, all right, 73s. Yeah, this is the first contact I've made on this radio. So, actually, I think I see the repeater right now. Yeah, 73. You have a good rest of your day. KF8 FQN clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWCD, KYNU.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good evening, this is NAWCV. Well, you got to be tired. I got your text, I think it was about 10:30 last night. Hopefully you got a good night's rest, and you had a good day today. How's things going?
I am tired. I woke up around 3 o'clock this morning, as I do all the time, every time I go to work, and it's been a long day. It was a busy day, and I'm exhausted, but that's right. Today we'll get tomorrow and Sunday over with, and we'll have a couple days off.
Halfway through, and I'm sure you guys were busy today, but hey, tonight you're heading home, and hopefully you can kind of decompress there a little bit, and wake back up again for another run at it tomorrow. But glad things at least went decently for you today.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good day. Is there a station trying to break in? Station calling, sorry, you're pretty broken. Go again with your signal, or with your call sign again, I'm sorry. Nope, still not, you're getting it, but it's not all the way. Try it again. I'm not getting any WCB. Are you getting the better signal, or are you able to relay? I'm not able to get them on this side. I don't know if maybe my antenna is. I know I got to replace my antenna, but maybe I don't know.
Any WCB? No, all I'm getting is Kilo Foxtrot 8, but that's about it. Probably suggest you either move your location or up your power there a little bit. Hopefully will help you out there, but we'll leave a break there between the transmissions if you want to try to get in again. But David, I'm probably gonna be talk tired tonight, and man alive, I don't know how you do it, Darren. Those kind of sleeping hours. That's not a lot of sleep. Man alive.
I don't know. Maybe by the grace of God, I don't know. I often wonder how I get through the day myself on that one, but we get through it. It'll be all right. How was your day? What did you end up doing today?
Kind of laid low a little bit today. I know it was a busy day yesterday. Checked over the car, did a couple odds and ends there on the computer, just kind of making sure everything is okay. Got on the radio for a couple minutes, talked to FDF there. He was reaching out on Simplex, and we talked on, started on 5-2 and then moved over to 5-4 Simplex. He was at 23 in Hayes, he found there. So I was kind of pleased with the signals there. It worked out pretty good. But other than that, we're doing pretty good here.
All right, that's pretty good. Pretty good distance there for fifth place for you. Sounds like it went pretty well there. That's good stuff. I know they're going to do a little bit of fifth place testing here this weekend, so just try to do some hospital fifth place testing.
kind of go from there.
Yes, I was pleased, at least, you know, considering, you know, like I say, as my antenna's not, you know, in the rafters there and the crawl space, so I'm pleased with that, and to get that kind of distance. And hey, for you know, for Dave, I think, I don't know if he has a mouth-banging view from the car or how he's set up there, but again, I thought he had good distance too. So you know, like I said, good to count some simplex and, you know, went through the repeaters, and it's like, you know what, I give it a go on simplex, and sure enough, worked out pretty good today.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's good to try out. Try something to the up here, see if we can reach. We'll still have to do that. Figure a time out to do that. But, I like simplex. It's fun to do. It's fun to try out and see what kind of range you have with the radio. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, any time I, you know, am able to get on the radio, you know, usually I'll try out the repeater, usually I'll try out the DMR and the 25, and, you know, use all the radios there. But, yeah, I definitely like getting on simplex there and, you know, trying it out, see what kind of range I have. I'm anxious to get back outside again and when the weather breaks and, you know, work off of that as well. And it's kind of fun being able to do that, see what kind of range you get, especially, you know, if the wind's blowing a certain way or the atmosphere. It works out pretty good. Again, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. It is neat to see what type of propagation you got and what you can do. And I feel that, you know, during a disaster or whatnot, that's going to be kind of the way to go. You just don't know what repeaters are going to work and if they're going to work. And so it's good to kind of have an idea of what your radio can and can't do on the simplex side.
And HBCB, yes, exactly. And I say, you know, whether they're running on backup power, you know, the repeaters and that, and again, it's how busy they're going to be. It's always it's good to test those other resources out there. And so, like I say, with the hospital nets, you know, we do it at simplex, and I think it's a good idea, and it's a good concept to see what our radios can do. The repeater call, of course, you know, they go through the repeaters. You know, they also do tests on simplex as well. So I think that's again a good concept, a good element there for the radio equipment and such.
It's always good to know what you got before something bad happens, because when something bad happens, then it's usually too late.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth there. And again, that's the importance of using the equipment. Get out, use the equipment. Try to make a contact today. Work these nets. Again, it's the radio equipment, it's your communication skills, and that's what's important, the listening and communicating and all good in that regard.
Yeah, I'm thinking about potentially bringing a go-kit work here either tomorrow or Sunday. Just gotta try it out and see what I can get with it. And we'll see how it goes.
Atlanta WCB. Yeah, you can always, you know, those moments when you hope to have downtime, and you can be able to do that. You know, if not, you know, at least you got it there, and if you're able, you know, go for it there. I don't know what kind of range you would get, you know, inside the room. Obviously, you know, you're close by this repeater, so I'm sure there wouldn't be any issues with that, or the 65 on 70 centimeters. Outside of that, it, you know, again, it would be a good it'd be a good test for you.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, and kind of play it by ear. I'm the only senior dispatcher in the room, so it depends on how big it's gonna be, and kind of depends on what else is going on there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your partner took off for the next couple of days, so yeah, you're running kind of solo there. Well, like you say, you can always try. But if, you know, worst happens is, you know, if you bring it, and you know, worst happens, you don't get to use it. But there's other potential opportunities, I guess, when you know there's. You have more manpower, I guess.
Yeah, definitely so.
Yeah,
we'll see how it goes. See how it all plays out. I'm excited. I got to get on the roof here once it gets a little warmer, and make sure all the connectors are dry, and make sure everything's copacetic here for the summer.
NWCB, yeah, that definitely, that spring cleaning, spring tune-up there will be good for you. And like I say, had a good signal there three weeks ago into the Wayne County repeater there, that's Edison. So, but yeah, it's a good idea just to make sure everything is good, especially with some of the wind storms that we've had this winter. Definitely wouldn't hurt there, and it's good to check again. It's one of those things, you check your equipment. Like I say, it's better to do it now than when you really need the equipment.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, I'm. I'd rather get it while it's warm and get it while it's dry, and instead of having to go up there while it's cold and rainy.
Yes, I agree with you there. Better to do it under favorable conditions. I agree with you in that way. So, well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad. And that way, like you say, you're set, you know, with your fixed station there at home, and you know, your car as well. So, again, it's that time of the year. It's hard to believe it's made it through the winter there. I'm happy in that way.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get some dinner, relax, and take it easy tonight. So, looking forward to that. But, appreciate you coming north with me, and hopefully we have a good evening. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yes. Good talking with you tonight. A good conversation. Thanks for the ride along. And definitely enjoyed the meeting last night. And a good time there. Good productive meeting. Good group that came out. But hey, we'll let you head on in. And definitely relax. Like I say, decompress. Enjoy dinner tonight, enjoy the family, and hopefully you can enjoy some rest there as well. Certainly be praying for you there tomorrow. But Tell everyone hello. Also, same thing. If you need us, let us know here. 73 is at 88. You and the family. NAWCB will be clear. On your final.
Sounds good, yeah. Sounds good. We love you, and you've got it easy. 73 is 88. Yeah. This is the YN.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.